Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined live on the line by Brian Wolf of the University of Buffalo. He's been with the team, and Brian, today is the big day, not only for the men, but the women's team as well. You got to be excited.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, this is what March is all about, what these two teams have been working for, not just since the beginning of the season and then in November, but, you know, you take it to the off season, you know, over the summer, all the hours they put in the gym, you know, the disappointment of the end of last year of either the men not advancing to the Sweet 16 or the women taking Sweet 16 and not being able to get any closer. So, you know, these teams have worked really hard to get back to this stage, and today's a really exciting day for the University of Buffalo Athletic Program.
It's got to be cool because both the men's team and the women's team, you know, they did have success last year in the tournament. They have, both teams have that taste in their mouth that they want to, you know, just get more and more.
Yeah, you know, and it's a little bit of a different situation. I think, you know, on the men's side, you know, the whole team's back from last year for the most part. I mean, of course, Wes Clark graduated and are kind of smart, but, you know, a lot of these guys are back, and you know, they knew what it was like to beat Arizona. They knew what the heartbreak was like. They think they felt like they could have beaten Kentucky, you know, if it wasn't for a bad 8-minute stretch there at the end. You know, but on the women's side, this is really a new group other than Sierra Dillard, and she's really put this team on her back and has taken this team to, and again, this is a team, the win on the women's side, that didn't win a MAC championship last year. They had to get in as an at-large bid. So for them to be able to cut down the nets in Cleveland, it's a little bit of a different feel for them heading into the tournament.
Okay, so that's a real fun time for both teams right now. The men's team today, so much talk's been about Nate Oates and Bobby Hurley. Wondering if the players on the team are maybe enjoying that, you know, the focus is kind of off them and on the coaches.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. I mean, you know, I think it's maybe on the UB side, it's, well, while we know it's the storyline, it's maybe a little bit unfortunate because it's taking away from a 31-win season. You know, yesterday was the media availability, and every question was about, you know, this matchup between Coach Oates and Coach Hurley, and rightfully so. I mean, it's a national storyline, but you also have a team that's 31-3 and is tied for the best record in the entire country right now, and, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about that. So, you know, I think maybe on the Arizona State side, it's a little bit better that the attention's on Coach Hurley and this matchup. You know, I think on the Buffalo side, you know, you really want to celebrate the season they had, but it's understandable, and it's a national storyline, and it's one that, you know, the TV station is going to enjoy today. And, you know, and honestly, I think, you know, people like myself and some of the people that were around the program when Coach Hurley was here will enjoy seeing him and catching up with him and some of the staff members that are on Arizona State right now. But, you know, for our players, they don't really know Coach Hurley, you know, other than Nick Perkins, who met Bobby a little bit during the recruiting process. But Coach Oates was his lead recruiter. No other guy even was around when Coach Hurley was here with the program.
Taking a look at that part of it, you mentioned all that focus on the coaches, the storyline, and, you know, maybe not so much about UB season. But if you look at all the brackets that are around and a lot of the, you know, so-called expert brackets that are around, a lot of people picking UB. Wondering if that gets talked about around the team, if the team, you know, players hear that noise at all?
They do, and you know, but I think our guys see it. They see it both ways. I mean, there's experts that have UB going as far as the Elite Eight, maybe even some in the Final Four, and then there's some so-called experts or experts that have Buffalo losing in the first round or losing in the second round. So the players, they see them both ways. We have a veteran group that has not been. None of these distractions or the national attention has gotten to be too much for this group at any point this season. I mean, this is a group that's been nationally ranked for 19 straight weeks, and it hasn't bothered them. It's the same group that that I've gotten to know over the last 4 years. They just enjoy playing basketball with each other. And for a group of five seniors, they don't want their careers to be over. And I think when you have such a veteran group that knows that at this time of the season, any of these games could be your last, and that's pretty powerful. And these guys are going to do everything they can to move on for as long as they possibly can.
Have you been hearing from all around Western New York of all the parties and everything that are going to be taking place here?
Yeah, I mean, not just Western New York, but I mean, we've heard of parties all around the world. I think I saw on Twitter yesterday that there's a watch party as far as like Shanghai for UB basketball from alumni out that way. So it's been great to see the UB alumni from Western New York and from all over New York State and all over the country and the world really just jump on this UB bandwagon and just really enjoy the ride of both the men's and women's programs.
Hey, very cool stuff, and we hope you enjoy today. We know we will. That's Brian Wolf with the University of Buffalo talking about the men's basketball team, also the women's basketball team, both in action after 4 o'clock in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.